Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast, a weekly show where God, these old notes. This surely happens twice a week.
It does.
It happens twice a week. We're two old guys talk about old games.
Sometimes.
We'll see. Not today, exactly.
Except for today.
Because today is our 101st episode. So now that we've crested 100 episodes, we can take a look back.
We're in the afterglow.
This is our Golden Girls clip show where we just show things that have happened and talk about things of the past.
There's nothing I hate more than a clip show. I fucking hate clip shows so much. I used to, especially like when I was a kid growing up and DVR wasn't a thing and streaming television wasn't a thing, and I'd be super excited to watch the next episode of like Head of the Class or something, and then what do you fucking know? Oh, it's a clip show. Great. I've seen all these episodes. I don't need to see this shit again. Remember when this happened? Yeah, of course I do. I watch this show
every week. That's how I was kind of like that. I didn't mind the Golden Girls clip shows as much because at least that still had some kind of interweaving story that was still, they did it okay.
But that was always a cop-out story. It was always like some bullshit story that like, I don't know. There's just no effort in those. I get it though.
The greatest show that I think had the worst clip shows, Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen Malcolm in the Middle clip show.
Oh my God, I love Malcolm in the Middle. I think Malcolm in the Middle is one of the best shows to have ever come on television. But their clip shows were bad, especially if you watch the show, because then you see just kind of weird shit out of context. It wasn't a good format for a clip show.
Gotcha. Have you seen Moon Boy?
That is Stannis Baratheon's court jester.
No, I think that's the name of the show. I think it's Moon Boy. It's the one with, what's his name, Chris O'Dowd?
From the IT
crowd. I think it's like an Irish Malcolm in the Middle. So I think
I'm in.
I think you'd like it.
I loved him in Family Tree, HBO show.
I haven't seen that.
Got canceled after one season. Made me sad. It was so good. But
I like him. He's all right. He's in Bridesmaids, right?
Yeah.
He's good in that.
I guess that was his bigger, that was his American breakthrough.
Yeah.
But I'm Dave. Dave, I'm your beard host.
I'm
Tyler.
Dave.
Dave, you, Dave, look at me.
I'm Tyler, your bespectacled host, Dave.
And I've got a sort of a strange story.
I don't believe it. I don't fucking believe it.
I once got so angry at a one of my best friends. I got so angry, I challenged him to a fight on Final Fantasy Online. And thus fragmented our friendship.
I was there for this.
because I won't mention any names. If he was here,
I think you should.
He's been on the show before.
You figured
out. If he was here, then we'd talk about it.
You figured out. Let me give you a hint. It's Ramon.
That's funny. That's good. We always played D&D together.
Yeah.
Like he introduced, he brought D&D into my life. So for that, I'll be forever thankful.
Absolutely.
And we all used to play together, and at the time, our girlfriends, now our wives, were friends and then just like stopped getting along very well. And they got into it one night over at the gaming table. And
the wives did. The girlfriends did. Mm-hmm. They hadn't evolved yet into their wife forms.
Because they had three forms. You know, you have wife, fiance, and then or girlfriend, fiance, and then wife. And then three forms.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about. Women like their Pokemon. We're not misogynistic.
No, we're
going past that.
We don't fantasize about capturing women in small balls and tell us about to fight each other. Never. Not us.
They got into it, and then that game withered away and died shortly thereafter. And then starting another game, they didn't want Meg to play. And of course, then I took that extraordinarily personal. And being the strong, confident person, of course, I don't just go over there and talk to him about it. We have to get in a typing fight over Final Fantasy Online and Final Fantasy XI.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm, yes,
it's his Hume and then my little Taru Taru, and I am just fucking going off. So anybody that happened to walk by and see these two people, fucking just one of them just going off, and I'll come over there and bite you right now. Just
was this in like just in say, like, were you just saying this out loud, or was this like in party chat, or
it was in bits and pieces of like private tell, party chat, or just saying whatever? Because I'm just fucking tired. I'm just angry. I'm talking a mile a minute, and then like I bet we had hardly spoke again for like 5 more years. So
everything worked out. Everything worked out.
Things are a lot better now, but yeah, there was a long stretch of years where we hardly spoke at all.
That was a good game, Final Fantasy XI.
Yeah,
it probably wasn't the only fight. It probably wasn't the only real world fight that happened there.
I got in a few cyber fights with people that I just thought were awful,
like Tiggle Bitties.
Oh man, I hate it when people do Tiggle Bitties or Bitto Tiggies in any game or username. God, I fucking hate it.
There's always that person.
Yep, those people. And then there's a bard named I Farted.
Yes. Oh, I remember I Farted.
Ugh. Ugh. I'm a character. I'm an avatar elitist.
Mm-hmm. No, I am too. And even I shouldn't be. It doesn't make sense because like you look back at that game and it's like, I think it didn't fucking matter. It's like, it didn't fucking matter.
Nope.
It's like in World of Warcraft. I always name my characters like within the lore. Always. And I still do, like Final Fantasy 14, all my characters are named within the lore. It doesn't fucking matter. No one, you don't get a reward.
Mm-mm.
Square doesn't come to knock on your door and be like, you know what? Thank you for really considering our fiction when you named your character. I mean, Tiggle Bitties didn't think about their name so much or their character's actions. So, I mean, they're doing way better in the game than you are.
They're a max level ninja, but we appreciate when you put your effort.
I am Tyler. Dave, your bespectacled host. And I don't know. I don't know who I am anymore.
I am bespectacled host, Tyler Dave.
We've been doing this show so long. I feel like our identities have kind of...
100 episodes behind
they've
us.
They've blended a little bit. We need like sentimental music, like some sad piano playing as we look back. And then it like gradually gets happier. Have you listened to some of our older episodes?
Not in a while.
They're really bad. they're really bad.
God.
They're hard to listen to. Just like
I can imagine listening. I need to listen to the first episode again because man, just 20 minutes of just Street Fighter. God.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. So thank you for everybody who's hung in there.
Who stuck through it. Because behind the scenes trivia. Oh, no, you're telling your story.
No, please interrupt. We're freestyling tonight. Yeah.
I was recording our first episode. I was nervous about doing it. So I'd had, I had wisdom teeth taken out, and I still had some lore tabs from that. So I know they make me chatty.
On our first episode, your wisdom teeth came out.
Just fell out of my mouth. I took like, I think, 2 or 3 lore tabs. Just to get the fuzzy high, so I'd be chatty during our first episode.
You didn't tell me this.
Yeah,
I didn't know this until after the fact.
Yep,
it shows you how like perceptive I am because I mean I didn't notice any different. Notice any difference at all? I mean,
so that's what I yeah. I didn't feel like it helped at all. I just felt like I was floating the whole time.
Yeah, so then like he does this thing that's like, Ryu, Dave, am I dying? I am Dave, your bespectacled host. I've got this thing I've mentioned before in previous episodes about baby games. I don't like to play baby games, mm-hmm. Tyler.
Nope.
It's just not on my agenda. If there's any chance that it's a baby game, I don't want to play it. I don't want to play it, and I'll tell you why. I've been thinking, I thought long and hard. What is the root to my baby game problem? Why do I have this baby game shame? And I think the reason is, it all goes back to when I was probably 5 years old. And I remember clearly sitting in my cousin's kitchen, and it was breakfast time. And my uncle asked me what I wanted for breakfast. And he gave me a long list of options. And I said, applesauce. I said, I want applesauce. Applesauce was not on that list. So my uncle, he kind of looked at me, and he was like, okay, well, we do have applesauce. So he went to the fridge, he got the little applesauce jar, unscrewed it, poured a little applesauce in a bowl, gave it to me. My cousin, who's 2 years older than me, comes in the room and says, "What are you eating, baby food?"
That's it.
That was it. Just changed my life.
It's either baby food or very, very old person food.
Just changed. Like, that was a pivotal point in my life. Like, he said that, and all of a sudden, there's a whole perspective shift in my world. Anything, because I wanted to be cool, and he was older than me, so he was definitely cool. He was older than me, and like good at sports. Listened to Fresh Prince. So that was cool. I remember hearing Parents Don't Understand.
Summertime, Parents.
The first time in his room. And I remember thinking, we are going to get in trouble when your dad hears us listening to this. Because this song is about him, man. He's going to be mad. So I don't know. He never had a problem with it. Nothing ever came of it. I don't know why. I guess my uncle is a really cool guy and understood that we needed to express ourselves.
I know my daughter will. If I catch her listening to it, it's over. Yeah. It's over.
Well, what about applesauce? You gonna let her eat applesauce up until she's five? Then you cut her off.
Yep. All right. So celebration episode.
Man, we're clearly psyched. I love the start of our celebration show. All right. So celebration.
And this is my idea. So it's like burden of responsibility. Oh, let's say something clever. I do have to gush. I finished a book today.
You finished a book. You used to do Tyler's Book Corner. You haven't done that in a while.
I haven't. Yeah. I got, started doing a podcast. Uh-huh. I've been listening to more podcasts and less books.
Good. I prefer that. I think podcasts are a higher form of literature than books. I do.
But we are currently in the process of converting my garage to a man cave type area so I can move all my shit out there and have space for a baby. So while my dad and I have been working on that, you know, me, big manly man, hanging sheetrock and things of that nature, I've been listening to fantasy novels. And today I finished Words of Radiance by Brandon Sanderson, which is the second book in the Stormlight Archive, Way of Kings being the first one. I really enjoyed Way of Kings. Words of Radiance is probably one of the best books I've ever read.
Really?
It is. Oh, man, it is so good. As soon as I finished, I had to go in and do a Goodreads review, glowing review on it.
I saw you leave that review.
Because it's, I understand the Wheel of Time being like a staggering thing for people to start at this point. I think the Stormlight Archive will be as long as Wheel of Time. And since the second book is already done, jump on board now. You will be very happy you did it because the series is amazing.
What do you like so much about it?
At first, I was kind of sketchy on the magic system.
Sell it to me, someone who does not like to read. Someone who enjoys stories, but does not like to read.
The world building is phenomenal. Because it is basically, it does kind of the trope of there was a past society that was stronger, more efficient. Something has happened, and now society is moving on, and we're picking up the pieces. So there are these strange relics of the past. Like, say, a big thing in noble society. Society is divided up between people with light eyes and dark eyes.
Okay.
That is how you can tell who is nobility and who is, you know, peasants.
Okay.
So then it's all about, it goes perspective per character. So different chapters will have, you know, first-person perspectives per different character.
Like Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Okay.
And you get does an amazing job of balancing what noble characters have to do and what regular soldier type characters have to do and how they interact and weaving up this increasingly building story and abilities reemerging, trying to figure out why these relics act the way they do. So I'm trying to sell it to you, but I'm also trying not to spoil anything.
Well, I'm also having a hard time listening to you because you're a peasant.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm hella dark eyed, and you are a light eyed. You are a nobleman, and I'm a peasant. Oh yeah,
I would be considered light eyed.
Oh yeah,
okay.
Or on our gaming table, I am the peasant leading the gaming group to just a bunch of light eyes. Because I remember just sitting there.
We're lowering ourselves to be entertained by your peasantly pastime.
Tell us stories, dark eyed peasant. Because I remember sitting there looking around like, everyone here has blue eyes but me.
I don't have blue eyes. I've got hazel eyes.
When I look at you, I think your eyes are pretty light. You're pretty light. But I think like it has to be like a dark brown. Even like tan eyes are considered light eyes in that society. But if you have like dark brown eyes, then you're a peasant.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that makes sense to me. I'm sold. I'll read it. Or I'll have someone tell me the story like you're doing.
There you go. That works.
How is the How is the reading in the audiobook?
It's done by Michael Kramer and Kate Reading, who do the Wheel of Time books and all of their Brandon Sanderson's other books. They always do a fantastic job.
I wish it was done by Cosmo Kramer.
I would also listen to that.
I think this probably goes without saying, but if this is your first episode of Tadpog, stop.
Yep. skip. Go back. Uh-huh. Start at like Mortal Kombat. You can skip the Final Fight.
That's
Final
early.
Final Fight is fine.
You don't want to go back all the way to Mega
if
Man.
If you want some classic Josh Dance, you can listen to Uniracers and then Mortal Kombat. Then you're good.
Classic Josh Dance. Definitely start at Uniracers. You been playing anything this week, Tyler?
Nope.
Man, I said that country as hell. Tyler, you been playing anything?
Tyler Wine, what you been playing? Nothing. I've been working on my garage. Well, I did start playing Hearthstone finally.
Yeah, you heard me gush about it so much. You had to try it.
And it is fun. It's quick and easy and fun. I easily lost 45 minutes just enjoying myself. And I play it on the iPad. That is the perfect format for it. So
yeah,
if you got an iPad, play it.
You can tell they designed it for tablet devices.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was playing it on the PC in beta, it was like, this is going to translate really well to an iPad. You can tell they totally thought about it from the very beginning. I've been playing a game called Star Command for iOS.
I feel like I've heard of that.
You probably have because they were, I know, hitting up podcasts in late 2011 or early 2012, asking them to play like a Kickstarter promo for them. It's a game that obviously was kickstarted, but they had like some, they had a kind of a rocky start, and it was one of those where it was like, oh, this is going to be another Kickstarter game that's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
going to... Kickstarter vaporware.
Yeah. It's just going to lose momentum, its orbit's going to decay, and it's just going to burn up in the atmosphere. But it actually came out, and I saw it. I've been watching a lot of Star Trek, the original series. Mm-hmm. I've never been a Star Trek guy. Always John Turley of NBA James fame. He has been trying to get me into Star Trek since I met the guy when I was 16 years old. So a very long time. I've always been kind of like, I don't know. I'm not really into it. For some reason, all of a sudden, out of the blue, I decided to get into it. And I really like it. I should have watched it when he first tried to get me into it. I think it's because I have a hard time getting into like next gen and stuff like that. Because for some reason, like, I can get into 1960s Star Trek a lot more than I can 1980s Star Trek, just because it's like 1980s Star Trek seems like cheesy, but 1960s Star Trek is like, it almost comes around full circle. Like, it's so like campy almost that it's like, it's okay.
Yeah, where I get that.
Where it's like
it's retro, which is appreciated now.
I mean, it's like the 80s. It's beyond that, but it's like, they were just trying to be so serious in next gen. They're just trying to be so fucking serious about Star Trek. And it's like, because of that, it just like, it absorbed all the fun out of it. It just like sham-wowed all the fun out of Star Trek. I don't know. So anyway, I saw Star Command on here, and I was like, you know what? I remember hearing about that game 3 years ago. I'm gonna try it. It was $3. I watched the trailer. The trailer looked very Star Trek original series. So I was like, I'm into this. I mean, this is a perfect time to play it. I downloaded it, started playing it. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's
what kind of game is it?
It's a space sim / RPG, and a lot of comparisons could be drawn to FTL because I think this game kind of suffers from. You remember when The Prestige came out and then like The Illusionist came out like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there was this one weekend where it was like, what, two magic movies?
Magician's Weekend.
Like, I guess magicians are the thing now. So it was kind of like that. A lot of similarities can be drawn to FTL because there are a lot of the same things going on. You command a spaceship that's flying around from system to system, encountering other spaceships. And you usually fight. And then your crew levels up and you build new structures inside your spaceship. Like, all these things are similar to FTL. The style, the art style even is similar to FTL. The difference is FTL is a roguelike, which means that it's crushingly difficult where if you lose, you start all over from the beginning again. In this game, you can save your progress. And it's more RPG than it is roguelike. Also, when you get into this, you can tell that this game was designed for mobile and tablet devices, because when you get into space combat and you fire, like, say, for example, you fire your machine guns, an overlay opens up where you actually manually control the system that controls the machine guns.
Okay.
So you're actually like tapping the screen like you see them do in sci-fi movies. So that's kind of cool. It is a little short and it is pretty easy, but man, I really enjoyed it. I think it was definitely worth the $2.99.
Okay.
And I usually scoff at, like, I gotta pay for an app, but no, it was good. I liked
it. Okay. I might try that out then. That sounds good. We haven't had a lot of time for calls and emails.
No, we haven't.
But we're going to gush about our fans and talk more about the podcast. But I feel like, hey, people called us. They took the time out of their day to call us.
They did. We got three calls.
So I think we should definitely play. Do we need to preface one before we start?
I mean, we kind of built this one up a little bit in the previous episode. I mean, do you want to lead off with that one, or do you want to save it for the call-in crescendo?
Call-in crescendo. Okay. Crescendo. You had me. I was going to say no, but when you said call-in crescendo, I was like, all right, yeah.
I know how to pitch to you, yeah. Tyler. I know how to pitch. Before we do that, there is a new segment that we've been doing called We Done Goofed.
Mm.
And Tyler, what I'd like to say is, for this week's We Done Goofed, nothing. No, we did a perfect job. We have said nothing but truth and facts since SimCity. So congratulations. Let's take a moment and just gotta reflect on that.
Do we need to secretly try to say one, like, very, very minor thing wrong?
I don't think
just
we need to
just to test Tony.
I don't think we need to try to do that. I don't think we need to try to do that. I think the fact that we didn't have any submissions for We Done Goofed just means that Tony didn't listen to us this week. Why, Tony? We love you. Please,
Tony, if you're alive, call us.
Please come back. Please come back, Tony. I don't know what we've done to first.
Dennis, go check on Tony right now. Make sure he's still around.
All right, Tyler. First call.
Tyler, Dave, how's it going? Tony.
Oh, Tony.
For a while, but I have a very important question for you guys. If you could change the ending of any video game, how would it end? All right, guys. Good work, and I'll be listening.
Yeah, we didn't screen these beforehand. That's a big question.
That's a rough question. The first thing that immediately popped into my head,
yes,
was Mass Effect 3.
I didn't play it or finish it.
I was just a big Deus Ex Machina at the end that made a lot of your choices irrelevant.
Illusion of choice.
Yeah, and it just, like, I don't think it was as awful as everyone said it was, but I guess it was all the mass hysteria over that ending that made it jump into my head immediately.
How would you change it? Spoil it. What happens?
So, you just spoil Mass Effect 3?
Yeah, spoil it. I mean, here's a spoiler tag. If you haven't finished Mass Effect 3, fast forward, like, what, 30 seconds or something?
Yep. It turns out that there was this thing in place all along. If somebody did manage to beat the Reapers, that you could just choose whatever you wanted to do. You could either kill all the Reapers, control all the Reapers, or if you got your score high enough by doing multiplayer, then you could assimilate basically organics and inorganics into a new future.
How did they contextualize your score? Like how was that given to you in lore speak?
Whenever, however many units you have to put forth against the enemy, you have like a rating of, you collected this many planets and made this many alliances that give you this many soldiers, and you get additional soldiers and things like that. You can't get the perfect ending without playing 4 to 5 hours of multiplayer.
Nope.
And I was pissed too, because I fucking hate that shit.
Nope.
But I did it because I wanted the perfect ending.
You did it?
I was dedicated to Mass Effect.
You saw that carrot. You saw that carrot on the end of the stick.
When I read it, I was like, you have to do this? Is there any way, like, I could max out everything else? No, you can max out everything else and you're still shy from the ultimate ending if you don't play multiplayer.
I like Mass Effect 2, but I only played it because of all the Fox News hype about the lesbian scene. Was that the first one? I don't even remember.
Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 2 was amazing and, like, orchestrated just perfectly.
I loved it.
Such a great game.
It got to the point where I had to stop playing because I kept going from planet to planet mining or whatever the hell that little shitty minigame was. It's like such a shitty minigame, but it's like I couldn't stop. I was like, haven't been to this one yet.
I know. I've in all three of them, I mined every planet for every resource and all that shit. Especially frustrating the third one, because you have to do this spot scanner where you scan every planet and try to find a certain number of resources before you deplete it completely. If you miss enough of like getting the high-end resources,
yeah,
the Reapers find you. And you have to so bail.
It stops the minigame, essentially?
Yeah, you'll see the Reapers coming, and then you have to back out of the minigame, and you see there are huge ships cruising for you. You have to leave the solar system, and every time you go back into that solar system, they're fucking on you until you beat a chapter. Then it resets, and you can go back again and start screening the planets.
I don't think I'm going to play that one. I don't.
I wouldn't.
It kind of sounds like the Fable series to me. Like, I think Mass Effect 2, I loved Mass Effect 2, but I've heard from you, Tyler, that I probably wouldn't like Mass Effect 1 having played Mass Effect 2, like going back.
Yeah, it's still solid, but it's not as good of a game.
And then everything I hear about Mass Effect 3 is like, man, 2 is just that sweet spot. And then that's how I felt about Fable. I played Fable 1, I didn't finish it. I was like, this is a cool concept. Played Fable 2, loved it. Absolutely loved it. Played the hell out of it. Like, wanted to continue playing way after I'd finished the story. Started Fable 3, played for 3 hours and regretted that purchase.
Even the designer came out and said he was very depressed with how he's like, I fucked up Fable 3.
Molly knew did.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear him say that because that game is the reason that I don't pre-order games anymore. Because I felt so burned by that one that it was just like, nope, never again.
I might change the ending, or at least the ending concept around Fallout New Vegas. Because in Fallout 3, you get the Broken Steel expansion and you can play after the ending.
Right.
And New Vegas, if you save at the wrong point, that's just it. There's no playing after the ending. Even with new DLC coming out, if you haven't saved before the ending, sorry, start over. So I would change the ending where you can play after the ending.
We need to start the podcast over?
Yeah, let's start it over.
Okay. You know what immediately popped to my mind is Jaws. And I think that's because we just played Jaws for the NES, not NES. Sorry, two NES dudes. I can't. It's NES. I got to go NES. Mm-hmm. Because of that ending is pretty awful. We talk about it in that podcast episode.
The ending should be the movie.
Yeah. just this horrible video codec of the movie. Yeah, it'd be great.
Or the video game comes with a cassette and you have to beat in the game first before you can put in the cassette and watch it. It asks for a code you have to put in.
It's just scrawled on the label of the VHS. Please don't play until you beat the game.
Honor system.
It's like when you were trick-or-treating as a kid and you had that bucket that was like, please take one. Yeah, right. One bucket, am I right?
No.
So that came to mind immediately. I would probably change the ending to the ending of the movie. Probably a good start. The other one that comes to mind is Jurassic Park, where at the end of the game, I think it's the Genesis version. The beginning of the game is the scene of the helicopter flying and it lands on the island. Isla Nublar? Is that it? I can't remember the name of the island.
Cinnabar? No, that's Pokemon. Shit.
So I don't know. You done goofed. Maybe there's an opportunity there. I don't know. So the end of the game is that same scene. It's just they reversed it. Like, they didn't even bother to, like, flip the helicopter around. It's just, like, the helicopter just goes backwards and flies off the screen. I would change that. I would change the ending of that game. I would do whatever. I don't care what. It's going to be better than that.
I want to make an add-on to this question.
All right.
What game do you think had the best ending?
Trick question. Because the answer is Chrono Trigger. Because Chrono Trigger had multiple endings. Okay. And all of those multiple endings are good.
That's true. I'll say that that is definitely in my top three of all. I also consider Final Fantasy 3. I love the ending to Final Fantasy 3.
Yeah, the 40 minute ending. Yeah,
yeah, worth it.
Yeah,
very definitely. Good.
No, I agree. I, it sounds like I'm being sarcastic. No, I love that ending. Absolutely.
Thank you, Tony. That's a good question.
Thank you, Tony.
That's a good question.
Impresario
Tony. Glad you're live. Thanks to podcasting.
AKA who debuted as Yuki's cousin.
Yeah.
which I think was the like one of the first listener Tadpog jokes.
That's, man, you know, that is true. That is totally true.
Because we haven't talked about Yuki's mama or Yuki's papa in a long ass time.
That's like, a that's, callback to,
like, that's some double digit episode talk right there, I think.
Because I know I try to not avoid inside jokes, but that's like, it is a purely Tadpog inside joke. And yeah, I think you're right. The first one.
I was going through some outtakes earlier today, and I'm glad you said inside jokes, because there's an outtake of you and I talking about whether or not we should do inside jokes. It is like the most boring, like it's just like the most boring 5-minute conversation that two people have ever recorded. All right. We got another call, Tyler.
Yeah.
The Google Translate says that the beginning of this question is, "Hey, Peter, comma, gentleman." So I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue. Got a would you rather for you. I just want to go ahead and say I just finished the episode of NBA Jam. And NBA I'm definitely a sports guy. And even though it sounded like nobody knew anything about sports, it's probably one of my favorite episodes. definitely enjoyed it. Probably going to actually listen to this twice, which will actually be a first for Lord Mike to listen to an episode twice. So, going to go ahead and throw that out there and say that's got my vote for favorite episode of the year. If there's some Attack Pog award that Attack Pog prom
that we give to ourselves.
Anyway,
sounds like us.
Would you rather? Would you rather have your entire family read through your internet history before you have a chance to delete it? Or would you rather be secretly filmed while you're home alone for the day and everyone that you work with be able to watch the video? Knowing what my browser history consists of, especially after Googling random amounts of things related to the show, I'm going to go ahead and go with coworkers can watch me at home.
Wow.
Because all they're going to see is me sitting on the couch watching TV or playing a video game. That has to be pretty boring to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, what the hell are they going to make fun of? Who cares? But, yeah, some of the things I Google are kind of bad. So, we're definitely going to stay away from that one. So, that's my answer. Look forward to hearing your guys' answers. Definitely keep up the good work. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.
Reading between the lines, Lord Mike has clearly just said he does not masturbate.
Right. I was about to say, like, if you filmed what I did when I was home alone, like, it would probably be like, you know that scene in Paranormal Activity where, like, the demon girl, like, or, like, stands at the bed and it just, like, fast forward and it just, like, starts just, it's there for hours? It would just be me masturbating in this chair that I'm pointing at right now. It would just, that would be it. You could fast forward and be like, man, it's so creepy. He doesn't move from that spot.
He's not even opening new tabs. It's just the same video.
What is he doing? He takes a nap every now and then in that chair, then he wakes up and does it again. I don't understand.
I guess the defining point is, like, can they just see me masturbate, or can they also see what I'm masturbating to?
With probably just a one camera setup, right?
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, otherwise you're in like a Big Brother situation, and then I feel like that is like a bigger production.
Okay, then I'm definitely going coworker. See what I do all day. That's fine.
You're gonna do that before you let your family browse through your search history?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. No way. Look, if I'm gonna masturbate on camera, I'm gonna get paid. That's my argument.
Not people like me who just do it for funsies.
Right. Amateurs, please check your masturbation card at the door. I need to get paid for that shit. If you're gonna watch, I need to get paid. Meanwhile, I don't care if my family goes to my search history. You found porn? Great. Guess what? I'm an American man. I fucking watch porn. All right. Big shocker. Next. I mean, it's not like I'm like, it could be worse. That's like the worst they're gonna find. And if porn searches are the worst they're gonna find, I mean. And then, I mean, granted, some of those probably aren't like quote unquote tame porn searches.
Yeah. But it's like if it's just Playboy.com, they can look at my porn all day.
My neighbor the other day, he was like he's a retired dude. He really came out to me the other day and confessed that when he was younger, he read Playboy. So
you have to move.
Yeah.
You gotta get away from that pervert.
Clearly. What's that sex offender search thing you
Megan's
do?
List.
Megan's List. Yeah, man.
He's on it.
He is definitely on it. Fuck him and his Playboy. Thanks for calling, Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue. Mm-hmm. Is he the first
fan listener to...
And also the first to get a title? Is that right? Or was that Lord... That was Lord Dennis for letting us stay at his place? We don't know. I don't know Tadpog lore.
Well, I believe it was Micah because that was a joke Ramon made because he always thought we were saying Lord... We were saying Micah Mike, Purdue. He thought we were saying
Mike,
Lord... Yeah.
Mike of.
So that's what that became. So I believe
Mike of Purdue. You're right, because mm-hmm. it was Lord Mike of Purdue.
Yep.
So congratulations for being the first title owner.
And our Tadpog Facebook group is just like our friends on Facebook until Lord Mike, Exalted Lord Mike, mm-hmm. found us on Sook Street Post. And we're like, hey, do you know him? No, nope. I know him. No, yeah.
We are legitimized. Consider ourselves legitimized.
Somebody liked us that we didn't go to high school with. Yeah.
So in truth, he was our actual first listener.
Yep.
Because I think everyone else on the Facebook group was just like, yeah, I know that guy. Fine, I like the bass.
Sure, like and follow. All right, thank you.
All right, we got, here's the crescendo.
So I feel like I should set it up first.
Yeah, set it up. I'll let you set it up. I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you do all the talking for this. I am going to go ahead and like not be involved with any of this. None of this. Go, Tyler.
So apparently, because you called me.
See, you're bringing me into this. This is all you, remember?
Well, you told me about this, that somebody called and left us a very funny voicemail, which we then tracked down that we don't know who did this. We have our suspicions about who did this, but somebody made a Craigslist post looking for hookups on the male for male section of the Atlanta Casual Encounters. So the post had a picture of an attractive male saying, hey, I want to hook up. I love being submissive to somebody, but let's make it fun. Here's my phone number. Whoever leaves me the hottest voicemail is the person I'll hook up with. And then it's signed Tadpog. So some people took that like, I bet I could leave the hottest voicemail. Mm-hmm. So
we chose a winner. Let me tell you something. More people texted than they did call. So cut to me at work, and I'm getting text messages from random dudes in Atlanta. And it's just like I'm looking down at my phone, and I'm like, holy shit, man. I hope that no one comes in here right now. And it's like, hey, dude, your phone's really blowing up with a whole bunch of messages about dudes wanting to suck your cock. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I also want to preface that. And I know Megs 246 is very concerned about this. Mm-hmm. That before we play this call, that we explain mm-hmm. something, mm-hmm. And that being that my personal belief is that I don't care what your sexual orientation is. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with homosexual people. Just like I have probably more of a problem with heterosexual people because I deal with them more often mm-hmm. than homosexual people. So we're gonna play this,
and it's like even if because we've listened to this and the funny things about this call would be funny if it were, yeah, straight, whatever. It doesn't matter. The what's funny about this call is just universally funny about yes. how you would talk to anyone you're interested in.
That you don't know.
Right. Right.
Keep that in mind, that you don't know. Do you feel like we've sufficiently covered our ass?
Yeah, we'll cut out their name and phone number. If you're interested in this, let us call. We'll email you
there
your
you go.
Name and phone number.
We will be your anonymous Cupid. All right, here we go.
Hey, how you doing? You left me a message and from Craigslist, and just getting back to you. This is John. And hey, give me a call when you get a chance. Definitely cool to get together and hang out, have some fun. Let you lay back and see what comes up. Definitely be fun to hang out.
So he's fishing. He's fun.
Morning. Mm-hmm. In between your legs.
Whoa, wait, whoa.
Getting weird.
Just hang out and chill and have a little fun together.
That's fine.
It's safe and discreet. I'm cool with it, so get back to me if you want. Normal, clean-cut guy here. Just looking for another safe, discreet encounter with another cool guy. So let me know, man.
Okay.
You can call me back.
In the call.
Take care.
Bye. Pretty professional.
Because like,
Lena, listening to it now, I don't think it's that funny. I really don't. I don't think it's that funny. I thought it was like the initial
shock of whenever we were like hearing it.
hearing it the first time and like listening to it as a message to me was a little shocking.
But whoever did this, a genius move.
It was a pretty good
come
pretty good
come
move.
Forth and claim your specialty title.
A specialty title.
Specialty title.
Do we know what it is yet?
No, not okay. yet.
All right. It's probably going to change a title. It's probably a listener who already has a title.
Yeah, we have our suspicions.
So I called him back. I didn't take his part. I called him back.
Sign some documents. Get permission.
I called him back, and it has to do with why I don't want people to watch the video of me home alone.
We also have some emails.
We do have some emails. I mean, really, we have emails from one person.
Yep.
Our favorite sandwich-oriented person.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read those?
I think we should.
Yeah, okay.
Because he's, man, he is such a funny dude. And his writing style is, man, he's funny. And I feel like, you've mentioned, we need to have some sort of addendum onto the Tadpog website for him to just write and share all the funny shit he says.
Yeah, please do that for us, Sandwich Night Phil. Would you do that for us? We cannot pay you a fucking cent. We can't do it. Mm. Tyler says that if you do it, when we get paid, you'll get paid, mm-hmm. which means never.
Which means you owe us $20.
Right. Well, but seriously, though, I really do think your writing is very funny. Time Lord Josh Edwards has been talking to me about redoing the Tadpog website, which mm-hmm. is great because it really sucks right now. Maybe we could set something up where we can actually not only ramble our voices into microphones, but we can also type our ramblings out in the form of posts as well.
Yeah, and then once he's connected to us through a website, then Sandwich Night Phil can put us on his resume as references because I'd love to give him a reference.
All right. So, yeah, we do have a few emails from Sandwich. Well, it's signed here, Sandwich Squire Phil. This was before he was. This is how old this email is.
Skipped to get them on the line.
This is how old. Yeah. Okay, guys. Another question for the show. I'm just going to keep peppering you with these until you get sick of them. We're never going to get sick of them, Phil. Keep them coming. Can you finish creating the Super Nintendo version of the Village People that you discussed on the Sunset Riders episode, also known as the one where a pederast seduces Tyler with chocolate pudding? For a refresher, you already slotted Final Fight's Eddie E as a police officer and Sunset Riders' Dark Horse as the Indian. That still leaves the following roles. Number one, the cowboy. Number two, the leather daddy. You're going to please write these down. Number three, the construction worker. And number four, the army soldier. Take it easy, Sandwich Squire Phil.
Well, Cormano from Sunset Riders has to be the cowboy, right? He's the best cowboy.
He is the best cowboy, but we've already got someone from Sunset Riders.
Oh, Dark Horse.
I mean, we can double dip, I guess.
Woody from Toy Story?
I was kind of thinking Woody, because there is the Toy Story video game,
yep.
which is awful. So, all right, Woody.
Woody, the leather daddy.
And you got to have Tom Hanks. I mean, Tom Hanks, that's you got to have him. He's America's sweetheart.
So who would play the role of the leather daddy? I can not since South Park, the Stick of Truth is now a game. Then Mr. Slave.
I feel like that's a cop out.
It's easy.
That's good.
It's an easy one because he is a leather daddy.
He is a leather daddy. I also feel like that's a little bit of a cop out. Mm. What about one of the cowboys of Moo Mesa?
That's good. Okay.
We go with that. I don't know their names.
I can't remember either. I fucking beat that game at Game Galaxy. I can't remember their name either.
So we're going to go with one of those fucking cows.
Construction worker.
All right. You could go Mario if you want to. Like, if you really wanted to go, like, Donkey Kong era Mario, you could. I kind of feel like that's kind of weak, though.
Because I'm just thinking of, there were foot-related construction workers from Turtles in Time, right?
There were foot soldiers at a construction site, yes. The first stage.
They're not a ton of construction workers.
I don't think they're wearing like hard hats or anything like that. Like
Wreck-It Ralph. They made that into a game. Fix-It Felix.
Yeah, Fix-It Felix. We could go Fix-It Felix. What about, is there a game where you, there's got to be a game where you build shit.
I think with some water genre.
The building shit genre. I mean, there's the lemmings. There's the lemmings that wear the hard hats, and they build the bridges, and they build the stairs, and all that shit.
That's true.
I would say a lemming.
When a worm in Worms Armageddon uses a girder, he puts on a construction hat.
Worms is better than lemmings, so I would let's. You want to do one of the worms?
Girder worm.
Girder worm.
Girder worm. It's like I'm saying gooder with it. Girder worm.
All right, a girder worm.
and the soldier.
The army soldier.
Zach English.
Saint Zach.
Saint Zach.
All right. Let's let's chronicle him in the halls of Tadpog history. Saint Zach. We got another email.
Yeah.
We got another email.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Someone's really looking for a promotion. I think someone's tired of being a sandwich knight. I really like this question. This is sandwich lord material. This is showing us that a certain someone is prepared to be promoted. Hey guys. Here's another question to use somewhere down the line when you need filler for a crappy game or a crappy episode like this one. He mentions that we could use it somewhere in between number 27, Tetris Dr. Mario, followed by number 26, Super Star Wars Return of the Jedi. I am really looking forward to those two games. Oh boy. So glad.
Ranked so high. They're definitely, 26, 27 material.
They got to be good.
Gotta be.
And they're that high.
Better than Earthworm Jim. Better than,
all NBA of that.
Jam. Totally better.
Since Tyler has previously stated his favorite comic supervillains are Venom, Magneto, and Clayface, I want to know who would win in a three-way death match.
Venom.
All right.
I don't even have to think about that. Venom. Absolutely.
Why? I want to know why. Phil doesn't ask why, but I need to know.
Can Magneto? I feel like he probably couldn't affect Venom on his own. I don't think he could affect him.
He could magnetically move a giant church bell over Venom and ring it. The sonic disruption the symbiote would just fall to shreds.
That's true. Well, that's a fair point. That's a fair point.
And then it's revealed that it wasn't Venom at all. It was Clayface, and Venom's behind Magneto and kills him. So you're right, Venom. Venom.
I think if they're all by themselves, I think Clayface is out of this fight immediately. Clayface is gone.
He's okay. So like but he's not dead.
He's not going to be like tricking anybody. He's not going to be tricking Venom or Magneto or like, wait, are you one of the people who works at Arkham Asylum? He's not going to get. Not going to work.
So really, it's just a one-on-one fight.
Yeah, it's Magneto versus Venom.
Uh-huh.
I think the clincher there is environment and if Magneto can affect Venom or not. If there's enough iron in Venom to affect him. And if he can get through Venom to, I'm not sure which Venom we're talking about, either Eddie Brock or
Flash.
Yeah, Flash Thompson. So
if it's Flash, I feel like you got to give it to Magneto.
Because of all the artillery, he could just...
Yeah.
Deflect it.
Yeah. I think you got to give it to Magneto.
As opposed to stand like Eddie Brock, Venom that relies more on punches and web slinging.
Brute, savage strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Venom.
Put the Venom symbiote on Magneto. Then you've got something.
Who would you want to win? Would you want Venom to win in that scenario?
Yeah. Yep. That colors my bias a little bit because I would want Venom to win.
Okay.
Magneto is a better character probably to read about, but I just love Venom's aesthetic.
Phil continues.
Okay.
Since this is a Tyler-centric question, let me pose a similar query to Dave so he can be involved. Thank you, Phil. I do like to be involved. I appreciate I'm very glad you did not forget about me. Dave, who do you think would win in a battle royale death match? You have to excuse me. My laptop is like 3 feet away. A battle royale death match between all of the former Tadpog guest hosts. I am going to give that to, and I did not spend a lot of time thinking about this. I'm going to have to give that to Blake Woods. I'm giving it to Blake Woods of Blackthorn fame.
Or does everybody know that all the other co-hosts are wolves except for Jacob York?
Right. Well, see, that's what I figured. Jacob's going to be busy fighting wolves. Jacob's going to be up to his neck in wolves. By the way, Jacob, I've done a little research on that, and I want you to think about something. The police forces, what do they use? They use German Shepherds as their canine units. And those like German Shepherds like taking down criminals like every day, dude. Every day a German Shepherd is taking down some armed criminal who's probably got a lot more experience, no offense, fighting wolves than you.
He's going to argue that it's a trained German Shepherd. It's just amateur wolves and amateur Jacob.
All right. But then, like a German Shepherd. All right. I did a little more research. German Shepherd's got like an average bite pressure of like 600 PSI. A grown wolf's got like 1,000. This is from, by the way, this topic comes up a lot in muscle, like, bodybuilding forums. I've seen it in three of them, man. This is a ripe, I mean, this debate is living every day in bodybuilding forums. And we could spend an entire episode of just us reading these forum posts, and it would be a lot more entertaining than our regular show. So Jacob's out because he's fighting wolves. Mm-hmm. Here's how I figure it goes. I think Blake just pretends to be defeated until, I think he just plays possum.
Oh, okay.
Until
he's the Ric Flair of all the tadpoles.
It's him. Okay. He's the heel until the last guy's standing. And then Blake just, it's that scene where like the, who would it be? Tyler Dunnigan. Tyler Dunnigan has taken it. He's taking it, and it's that scene where, like, the camera's on him, the sun sets in the background, and he's just kind of standing there triumphant with, like, the steaming blood of all former Tadpog Gessos just, like, splattered on his face, and he's just kind of, like, he's got this, like, self-reflective look, and he's looking up at the sky. You can tell that he feels bad about all the special guests that he's killed, but he realized that he had to do it, and then... But you know something's kind of off because, like, the music has stopped. There was, like, this triumphant, like, music playing, and it stopped. And Dunnigan's kind of, like, off-center camera, right? He's just a little bit left. So it's just, like, what's going on? This doesn't seem right. And then all of a sudden you see, like, in slow motion, Blake Woods of Blackthorn fame just kind of, like, rises up from the ground. And you're like, no, Dunnigan, he's right behind you. And then, like, you just see... a katana edge just come out of Dunnigan's chest and then slide out. And then Kill Bill style, Blake is just, he's just drowned in guest host blood. And then credits roll.
I can't point out any flaws in that logic whatsoever. I'm with you. Once you said ultimate heel, I was like, you're right. That'd be it. He'd walk away with it.
I mean, it sets it up for a sequel. Where we...
Jacob kills all the wolves and then goes against Blake.
I mean, look, Jacob's not going to kill those wolves, all right? Jacob's not going to kill all those wolves. What is he, a Lannister? No one kills a wolf like a Lannister. What I'm thinking is it sets it up for a sequel where we get new guest hosts. Like, that's the reason we get new guest hosts, okay. So we can get them in and train them kung fu style to go out and wage war against Blake Woods once he does not get us our million followers that he promised.
Oathbreaker. We will slay the Oathbreaker.
I can't believe I gave this to Blake Woods because he's not going to fucking listen to this episode until he has to make a drive down here again. So, hey, buddy, it's 4 months from now. Hope you're enjoying the show.
I'll mention it to him. He'll listen to the first 30 minutes, and then I won't hear back from him.
Phil also asks, who would I want to win? Nicole.
Yeah.
Nicole. I want Nicole to win. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that you didn't, Nicole. But, I mean, what are you going to do against a heel like Blake Woods? What can you do?
She will win or do what is probably like the logical step to follow to win, and Blake breaks all the rules.
She probably made it right till Dunnigan. Because I feel like Dunnigan was like...
So she kills Josh, right?
Kills Josh immediately. Just like snaps his neck like a snared rabbit. Just... But I feel like Dunnigan gets he gets to the very end because no one expected it. No one expected. They were like, oh, I forgot you were a guest. It was,
Because
he's only been on one, and that was super early on. And it was a sports show, which shows that he was just reliant. I mean, he was just in there helping us out. Does he still listen?
He does.
Good.
He does.
Good. That's it. So I guess Phil's a sandwich lord now.
I feel like there's got to be more steps between that and lord.
So he's a knight right now. What's the step between knight and lord?
Sandwich duke.
Sandwich duke. Man, we're just gonna string him along forever.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very coveted title. I take this shit seriously.
Clearly.
Sandwich Duke Phil.
Sandwich Duke Phil. Congratulations on your title that just does not roll off the tip of your tongue.
Sandwich Patty Duke. Does that sound better?
Patty Duke. Yeah. Okay. There's two of them. It's a mirror match. We should do an episode where we just talk about classic television.
Oh, I'm fucking down.
It's the podcast for everyone's granddad.
I can fucking talk about classic Nick and Knight. I can knock an hour of that.
Dobie Gillis. I'm on it. Mary Tyler Moore Show. You bet.
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke. You bet.
Fucking throw in some Rhoda. Why not some Phyllis?
Man, let's not talk about Rhoda.
You don't talk about Rhoda?
No. Did you like Rhoda?
No.
Be honest with yourself.
No, I didn't like Rhoda. I've never seen an episode of Phyllis, but I know it exists.
Even when I was a kid watching Nick at Night, like I was like 10 years old and Rhoda's on. I'm like, what is this shit? I don't know anything, but this is bad.
Rhoda Morgenstern, get her the fuck off the air.
We got people to thank. I know we're running long, but fuck it.
No, you're right. They deserve it. They deserve it.
We got people to thank, so buckle up. Normally you read these, Tyler, but I wrote them all down, and it would take a long time to read them all off to
you. I'm going to sit back and just soak it in.
All right. I want to start off with the most important, and those are iTunes reviews. Those are super important because when other people go to iTunes and are like, I want to find a video game podcast, what iTunes does is it aggregates the podcast that had the most reviews. So that's why 5-star reviews are super important. We got one from MKelso27, who suggests that we play Dead Pixels for an upcoming Other Shit Monday. I'm pretty sure that's one of the Nest dudes. So thank you. Thank you, Nest dude. On Facebook, I want to thank the following people for sharing episodes. Saint Zach for like every episode. Thank you very much. Troubadour Sam of Megalixir.
Yep.
Marques Nicole, also thank you for sharing just about every damn episode. Another reason that you made it to Dunnigan before he slayed you. I'm sorry. I still wanted you to win. Remember that. Also want to thank Hootris, Taryn, Lord Dennis, Josh Nance of Uniracers fame, Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue, Jacob York of Wolf Fighting fame, Lord Matt Barger, and does Brian Atkins have a title? And
he does not.
Wait, I think he needs one. I'm looking at you like you should make it up right now.
iTunes review, Facebook liker, Brian Atkins.
All right, we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Armorer?
Armorer, okay.
I don't know why.
Reinforcing our Facebook shares.
There we go. Reinforcer. We'll come up with something, we promise. Or we won't. In that case, I'm sorry. On Twitter, I want to thank the following people for retweets. 2Bits, which is a gaming bar in Nashville. I don't know why I said it with such disdain. I really want to go there. Hootris Taryn says it's awesome, so I'm going to check it out. Also, Archivist Corn has told us that it's a pretty cool place, I believe. Marques Nicole, once again, retweeting all the damn episodes. Thank you. Chandra Nitzshit, Exalted Lord Micah Perdue, Retro Sector, Ryan, Let Gamers Unite, FlatRPG.com, Retro Gaming, Drew, Tony, NES Dudes, sorry NES Dudes, Leva Bates, Archivist Corn, Lord Dennis, Kyle Gilday, Paul Cluel, 8-Bit Bot, Jacob York of Wolf Fighting fame, Retro Playback Radio, Hootris Taryn, and Laura Ammons. Thank you. Thank you, Tweet Army.
Damn right. And I know I got an email saying that Chandra Nitzshit had tweeted me about starting the Wheel of Time series, that she had Eye of the World, a picture of it. My Twitter is a pretty unbroken feed of like just comedians and porn stars. So like I'm going to have to log in and go through all that. I'll just mention it on the show.
You don't want to break that streak.
I am so thrilled you started the series. You're going to love it. Yeah.
How long is it going to take her? What, you want to take bets on when she'll be finished?
I'll send her all the audio books, and she can just listen to them on her overnights at work, and she'll knock that shit out real quick. Real quick being like 8 months.
Great. Almost the time required to make a human.
Yep. If you want to test that, go ahead, get pregnant now, and then listen to Wheel of Time. See which finishes first.
That's all I got, man. I put together some outtakes that we don't have to play. It's about 10 minutes worth. I know we're running long.
Play them. So, let's it's a celebration episode. Let's listen to some outtakes.
All right, cool. You want to do our spiel and we'll play them at the end of the show?
Okay.
All right.
This episode went a lot quicker than I thought it would.
Yeah. I'm really, I'll tell you about it later. I'll tell you about it when there's no recording equipment around.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. So don't miss the next episode. We'll be talking about IGN's 33rd ranked game, Metal Warriors.
That's your job, man. I don't know. I just...
Metal Warriors. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Give the show a 5-star rating. Write a review. It helps us. If there's a game you want us to play, mention it in the review, and we'll get to it eventually.
Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we will be back. We'll be talking about all kinds of stuff. Metal stuff, warrior stuff, you name it. In the meantime, if you can't get enough Tadpog goodness, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. Go check our site out while it's still shitty. I mean, save yourself the time of getting in the Wayback Machine in the future. Be like, this Tadpog, I wonder what their shitty site looked like. Oh, wow, that's really bad. Save yourself that trouble in the future and just look at it now.
You're welcome.
You can also find us on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/Tadpog. There are a lot of cool people doing a lot of cool shit. Come join the conversation. I try to talk in there. I do. Mm-hmm. I try, but I've been trying to focus on my work recently. So I haven't been as active.
Yeah, you've had a lot of fucking work to do. So
I have had a lot of work to do. I've kind of got a little bit of a break right now that's going to last for like this weekend, which has already passed when everyone's listening to this. So I don't know. I'll try to get on there more. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at @Tadpog_podcast. It is cumbersome, I know, but thank you for all the retweets there. And, I don't know. Start a conversation with us. See what happens.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. You can call us if you want. Yeah. We are out of calls. As of this episode, we are now out of calls. If you want to, we really like it when you call with questions because we like questions. Should I keep it under 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Under 3 minutes. Shoot for that. It can be video game related. That's preferred. If not, I don't know. Deathmatch questions. Love those.
Totally fine.
Clearly, we enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach us at 270-883- Mm-hmm. 2555.
Nailed it.
Man, operators are standing by. I can keep my job. That's all I got.
Our intro song?
Do we have one?
We do.
Oh. Have we always had one?
So many fucking Lord Tabs. I don't even know.
I mean, we're kind of like lo-fi. That seems like I feel like we would not have an intro song.
I feel like if we did have one, and I'm not just like high and imagining one.
Yeah, you've been imagining me this whole time.
I'm actually just in a room staring at a wall. I've gone insane years ago.
Replace room with Allie.
I actually just met you once and you just stuck in my subconscious. And that's just it.
I wish instead of a podcast, this were a movie because like I would love for there to be a jump cut with a title of, I don't know, New York Alleyway 2021. And it's just you in rags. Like your beard is like grown to your chest and you've got like, maybe there's a rat or something living in there and you're just kind of rocking back and forth. And you're just mumbling about leave us 5-star review, leave us 5-star review. And eventually.
cumbersome.
What do you think, Dave? And then the rat in your beard just chitters.
Well, if we did have one, it'd be moves.
Oh, wow. That was a long way to get there. I bet a link to that track, if any of this existed, could be found at tadpog.com.
So I guess until next time, enjoy our very long stinger.
Longest stinger ever. Time Lord Josh Edwards, good luck posting that one on the Facebook. Challenge. You've been challenged, sir.
Tropical Capricorn.
My biggest complaint about this game is that it does not include.
It doesn't do not include.
I'm sorry, I'm racist. It does not include.
You're a product of your environment.
Now, what I want to see, I feel like we need to play the Genesis version now, just so we can play as Nezu.
To understand his story.
Yes.
Yeah. And I remember, like, there was, like, a cyborg character and a crab-looking guy.
Really?
And Nezu, yeah.
Oh, this is awesome. You could have a crab battle.
Crab battle.
All right, we gotta stop. I'm not sure if it's picking it up or not, but it's only getting louder.
Yeah, I didn't even notice.
Hear that train, guys? Hear that train? Do you hear it? You hear it? Train doesn't care we're recording Tadpog.
Nope, I'm a train.
Train don't give a fuck.
Set my dick, I'm a train.
Hey. Yeah, the mics may not have picked it up. I didn't see a light when it was going. And there have been episodes before that Nikki's edited where I've said, just there's going to be a length of time where we don't talk. You'll just hear a train. She didn't hear it at all. So I don't know. All right. I guess we can probably get back to it.
Okay.
Okay. What the fuck were we talking about?
Don't know.
Playing as Nezu, I know.
Nezu crab battle.
Crab battle. Yeah, we finished that thought, which is good. So I guess we can start wherever we want.
Okay.
Yeah, with the multi-tap.
Yes.
Yes.
You gotta multi-tap that shit.
That's right.
Multi-tap that ass.
I get text messages all the time. I miss like your dick. I'm like, no.
No, Tyler. We didn't do the show.
It's time to do the show. I know you can't get enough of sucking your own dick, so you gotta like throw other dicks in the mix.
Just grabbing them in there whenever it can.
You're like the dual Crayola sharpener. You just
enough Naruto Shippuden references in here. Because they have Blake and I've that's one thing I had Blake obsessive compulsive
really about the game.
Naruto Shippuden. I don't.
Anything that is not Black Lord is
you get me sidetracked and I'm just
I get you sidetracked.
If anybody were to come in and say, hey Tyler, something other than Black Lord. Yes, something other than Black Lord.
Blake, do you see how Tyler shifts the blame so quickly?
Yeah.
You get me talking about something else.
And I'll do it, but it's on you.
Good heel.
We did bond over some Naruto.
Yes. We won't talk about that.
Who's our Photoshop guy?
Mike of Purdue. I gotta remember to enunciate that. Shout out goes to Mike of Purdue, which I believe is Purdue, Illinois.
Or just like
Purdue, Scotland.
Purdue, Scotland. Lord Mike of Purdue. You actually can become a lord. You can buy a 15 by 15 foot plot of land in Scotland and become landlord of Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's nice. I mean, they basically tend it for you, but I kind of want to be one.
Just so I can
My name's
it.
Long enough already. So. Mm-hmm.
Lord Ramon
Federico Castillo III. I don't know.
Shit, fuck Tourette's.
Tarasque.
Shit, fuck Tarasque. They pronounce it Tarasque on Brian Posehn's podcast.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. I think they're wrong.
Yeah. I think it even says it in like the original Monster Manual. Like,
oh, it gives the pronunciation.
I want to say it does.
It's based on like a legend, isn't it? Like an actual.
It wouldn't surprise me, but I don't know for sure.
No, I tried listening to their podcast, and I thought it was hard to listen to because there's so many voices trying to come together at the same time. It just sounded like listening to
a D&D game.
My crowd music. Well, yeah, let's start listening to a D&D game.
You guys do a really good job of not talking over each other. I was noticing that last night. There's usually only one voice at a time.
Let's try.
It's probably not going to happen.
So we're going to fuck that up this time.
Yeah,
it's rough with a guest host, but it hasn't been too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was probably the worst with Jacob just because we were all really fucking excited.
Yeah. Then Jacob's more energy. Jacob has a higher energy than Josh or Dacus.
Yeah.
Josh and Dacus are pretty solid sixes. Jacob's like a nine.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
He was feeling tired that night.
Is that a bad thing? Being like not being a nine all the time?
That's not what I asked. That's how it makes you feel. Apparently defensive. It
makes you feel about a six.
We've been rolling, so we can go whenever you're ready. Yeah.
Foxtrot, I think, is the best comic strip.
I disagree.
I know you disagree.
It's very good.
You're a Calvin and Hobbes man.
I am a Calvin and Hobbes man. Because, I'm sorry, Bill Watterson or go the fuck home. By the way, I'll post a link in the show notes of Jacob dressed as Bill Watterson.
What about you guys? What's your favorite comic strip?
You know, I love Foxtrot.
You're a funky Winker Bean man. I see it in your
what
face.
What the fuck?
No, never.
No one is a funky Winker Bean man.
If you say Kathy, I will backhand you.
I'm a, you know, Foxtrot is the one that I grew. I have a whole bunch of Foxtrot books, you know, so that's probably a good example. But I don't know. I think that my favorite is Foxtrot, but I acquiesce that Calvin and Hobbes is much more important.
Okay.
It's much more...
And better. Just all
interesting.
Better. More societal impact.
Yeah, far more, far more. Sorry, Bill Emmond.
What about you, Sean Miller?
I keep thinking BC just because of the game we just played.
That's the only
thing. BC, Marmaduke, loving ass.
Take you and your Christian overtones and get out.
I can't get it out of my mind. But no, honestly, I'd probably say Family Circus. I really like Family Circus.
I'm out. The show is over.
Family Circus. If you follow Billy's line, he goes everywhere.
How is this? We just got so much
You're
more.
You're a plant. Tyler brought this up randomly because you and he had a private conversation beforehand. Tyler was like, you know what would be really funny? Is if I'm going to bring up comic strips. You need to say that your favorite is BC. And then say, no, I'm just kidding. Family Circus.
I don't
even read comic strips, but honestly, those two and Beetle Bailey, like, those are three that I know of.
Why are you my granddad? If you say something about Blondie, I swear to God.
Oh, I forgot about Blondie. Yeah.
Welcome to the longest stinger in the history of this show.
The Lockhorns, man. They have such... It's like being in my parents' marriage.
I'm a big fan of Andy Capp. I like his hot fries.
Man, in fifth grade, that was what all of the cool kids ate.
Oh, my God.
Hot in
I swear
here.
To God, I was just sitting here trying to think of what's the guy's name with the funny hat that's always out over his eyes? Because I remember some kind of comic strip with a weird guy with a thing over his eyes, always throwing darts or something.